This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Gerritsen Building Supply. Kristen Rutledge, Vice President of Community Health for Aviva Health, joining us. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell us more about the offering of third doses of Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines to immunocompromised individuals. What does that all mean?
So what that means is we know that this group of people potentially is not able to generate enough antibodies after their first two vaccines. And so we want to make sure that they're fully protected.
And how does somebody know if they fall into that category?
Okay, so that's a really, really great question. The first thing is they have to have had Moderna or Pfizer. For the Johnson & Johnson right now, there's not any indication for a second dose after the first one. It has to be 28 days after their second dose that they had. And then there's kind of a list of screening criteria. A few of them is active treatment for a tumor, solid organ transplant, advanced or untreated HIV, taking high-dose corticosteroids or immunosuppressants. Most people that are on these medications know what they're on and know they're on an immunosuppressant, so they can call us to get screened if they think that they qualify.
And now this really just kind of came out last week, right?
It did, yes. So it was, you know, we got together really quick to make sure we could get our screening plan in place and make sure that we had adequate doses to be able to do this for people and be able to offer it very quickly. And so far, we've been able to offer it to a number of people.
So for those in this category, this is separate then from what's being talked about with a booster shot or another shot up the road, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So this would be a third dose for them, and they're eligible now. Whereas, you know, there's some talk about healthcare workers and people in nursing homes and elderly being eligible for a booster dose sometime in September, but that still hasn't been approved yet.
And for people who have been going through this, dealing with this whole COVID situation, watching everything going on, it's probably pretty intense for everyone that you're dealing with right now, just seeing the number of cases in the local area.
Absolutely, yes. So, you know, our first thing that we recommend is get vaccinated, wash your hands, social distance. Please stay home when you're sick. It's a really big one. You know, wear a mask. It's about taking care of our community right now. We really want to see these numbers go down. And for this group of people especially, you know, they're already very vulnerable to many diseases, many viruses that are coming through, and we want to really make sure that they're fully protected against COVID.
And I know there's been talk about, you know, ultimately reaching herd immunity. How do you think we're going to get there?
I think the best way that we're going to get there, the quickest way, and actually the safest way, is going to be through vaccination.
And
we might get there through disease, but what we're doing is we're risking lives, we're risking people potentially dying through reaching it that way.
And as an aside as well, you guys are offering that vaccination site over by Costco, right?
Yep, we are still here. So anybody that thinks that they're eligible based for the third dose, we really want them to call, because there is a screening process. If they're not eligible based on the screening process, they can talk to their doctor and then get back to us. For anybody that wants their first or second dose, we are still over at 4221 Northeast Stevens, Suite 101, on a walk-in basis every day, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30. And those third doses, though, we really ask them to call, because we don't want them to show up and then not be eligible and then have to leave.
I know when you work in the area of public health, you get a lot of training in college and in other ways about what you might be facing. What has this last 16 months been like for you?
For me, I did not expect to see a pandemic like this. So I got my master's in public health from OHSU and had great training, was expecting to work with people on health behaviors, health changing. What I've seen right now is the scientific process in real life. I don't think most people get to see scientific process go through like this. I think that's where a lot of distrust comes from for people, is they're not understanding that this is a process. We are learning something new every single day. With this vaccine being new, we're finding maybe, oh yeah, maybe we do need a third dose. Maybe we do need a booster. And it's not about leaders and the people lying to them. It's more about we're learning this process, and that is what science is.
And one of the things that I was told along the way with a pandemic is just the nature of these viruses, that they yeah. change, and so that what was sort of set up as a protocol one particular time a few months later may have to be adjusted.
Exactly. That's what we're seeing with the Delta variant. Is a year ago, we thought we had all of these protocols, and then that completely changed when Delta came through.
Wow. Well, again, yeah. Third doses offered. And what is the process again for people if they think they might be in this immunocompromised category?
Yeah. So call our screeners at 541-672-9596. This is for the entire community. It's not just for our patients. We'll go through a screening questionnaire with you. If you're eligible, we'll schedule you a time. If you're not and you're a Aviva patient, we'll send it to your provider. If you're not an Aviva patient, talk to your doctor. If they approve you and say you are, then go ahead and give us a call back and we'll get you scheduled.
All right. Kristen Rutledge from Aviva Health. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:37 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's Building Supply.